Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Ukraine, attacks on Europe's largest nuclear power plant have raised fears of catastrophic consequences. Russia took control of the Zaporizhia power plant in March, but Ukrainians still work there. Today, G7 leaders have called on Russia to return the plant to Ukraine after rocket attacks this weekend. The Washington Post's John Hudson joins us live to talk about it from Lviv. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be with you.
So strikes around a nuclear power plant are obviously dangerous. Tell us more about the risks posed by the fighting there right now.
There are a huge number of risks, according to experts, a lot of different things that they're worried about. The main thing being that, you know, this is, people have called this and referred to this nuclear plant, the largest in Europe, as sort of Russia's Ukrainian fortress. But the reality is that nuclear plants are not actually a fortress, and they're not actually designed to take external rocket fire, external artillery fire, and that's what poses such a risk. And so there's two really most, the two gravest risks that experts have mentioned is one, just power being cut off to the plant. You know, the nuclear plant needs power so that it can be cooled. And, you know, that poses a huge risk. The other one is that there has been fighting near the storage of spent fuel. And that is outside sort of the most fortified part of the plant. And so when you have rocket fire around there, which there already has been, that has the risk of causing a huge nuclear catastrophe as well.
What do we know about where the attacks themselves have come from and how much they have damaged the plant? I mean, Russia and Ukraine have traded blame for this.
They have. It's made it very difficult, and both the Russians and the Ukrainians have assigned blame. Both of them have accused each other of using rockets. That's the one sort of area where they sort of agree. But that is why there has been such a strong and urgent call for international inspectors to come over there and get a grip on what actually is happening over there. This is obviously a hotly contested military. This is a hotly contested military environment, and so there is a desire to have UN experts go in. And but they also have to hammer out those details, and because you're involving warring parties, they can't agree on the manner in which UN officials would enter. Would they come in through Kyiv and then go visit the site from there, or would they come in from Russian-occupied Crimea? Those have very delicate political implications with the Ukrainians opposing the idea that any international body would enter Ukraine from Russian-occupied Crimea.
And what is
that's a red line for them.
And what does Russia want to do with the plant moving forward?
So U.S. officials, at least, accuse Russia of using the plant as a sort of shield. They are lobbing fire into Ukraine from the plant. But beyond that, Ukrainian officials say that the ultimate plan for the Russians is to actually use that, use the plant, cut it off from Ukraine, and use it to energize and provide power to the Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine. That would obviously pose a big problem for the large parts of Ukraine that are powered by that plant. So that's another big concern that both Ukrainians and Western officials have.
You spoke with an expert who said that this is the first time a major nuclear power plant has been in the middle of an active war zone. And Ukraine's state nuclear power agency said this weekend that, quote, nuclear catastrophe was miraculously avoided, but miracles cannot last forever. Is there a way to get out of this safely at this point?
The recommended method is to get those inspectors there as soon as possible. And the reason why people are pushing so hard for that is that once you get an environment where you have the International Atomic Energy Agency there, UN officials there, it then becomes a sort of overly toxic burden for either the Ukrainians or the Russians to fire into that area. And so it would bring some sense of control and some sense of stability there instead of the absolute chaos that we're seeing right now and the rocket fire and artillery fire that's going on at the moment.
About 15 seconds, John. I want to turn to Crimea briefly. What's the latest on that mysterious explosion at a Russian airbase? Russia says it was an accident. No response from Ukraine. What's going on? Quickly.
Yeah, well, earlier today, a Ukrainian official confirmed to my Washington Post colleagues that that explosion was the result of Ukrainian special forces. It's a dramatic change. Publicly, the Ukrainians are putting out statements saying that you shouldn't be smoking near explosives, a sort of joke on the Russians. But it's a big moment for the Ukrainians, probably the most satisfied they've been since the downing of the Russian warship in April.
John Hudson from The Washington Post, thanks.